Woody and Tubes. Your Finance Matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth for financial insights, tips and advice.
We've here he is, Hawkey.
On the line. Good morning, Hawkey.
Good morning, Tubes. Good morning, Woody. How are you?
Now, Elevate Wealth is a great place to go for all your wealth solutions. I want to ask you, mate, break this down for me. A change in government, what does that mean for superannuation and Centrelink payments? Do we need to prepare for any significant changes?
Yeah, look, it's a massive one, mate. I mean, the six-week campaign saw so many announcers about Centrelink, superannuation. I want to try and break it down for our listeners today. As I said, the election results are in, and the new government has proposed a number of new key changes that could impact some of our more retiree-based listeners and also some support of previous government policies. So the first one, mate, is a freeze on deeming rates for Social Security. Now, what that actually means, if you have a financial investment, it is deemed to earn you a rate of return. And the proposed by the previous government and supported by the new government means they're going to freeze those for 2 years, which means that your money is not earning as much for you from a Centrelink point of view, which may mean you get a higher amount of Centrelink income from your age pension or whatever it might be. The second one, mate, increase in income eligibility for the Commonwealth Seniors Healthcare Card. This is a massive one. So for a lot of people out there who are trying to attain the Commonwealth Seniors Healthcare Card, at the moment it's a cut-off as a couple of about $92,000, and we're increasing that to $144,000, which is huge. It means eligibility is going to increase significantly.
It is huge, and it is quite confusing too for someone like me, Hawkey. You know that, because yep. I'm just like, just pull all my superannuation out. But you are the numbers man. Like, you live and breathe this stuff, yeah?
Look, absolutely. I mean, there's so many changes, and you've got to remember during campaign, a lot of government and opposition throw out numbers, they throw out proposals. Remember, it hasn't been legislated yet, so that's the really important one. Obviously, the Labor's Help to Buy scheme for accessing properties and helping people buy, it's in the new government, but it wasn't supported by the previous government. So it's really important that if you've heard things during the campaign or you've heard ideas, suggestions, or what you can and can't do, remember, it hasn't been legislated yet, and making sure you get advice before you act on any of that information.
And so where can people go for advice, Hawkey?
Yeah, look, absolutely. 62313448, Elevate Wealth. Mate, we also have a retirement seminar coming up. So if you jump onto our Facebook page, Elevate Wealth, you'll see that announced. We're having it at our office, maximum 20 people. Spots are filling up fast. So if you are interested, jump onto our website, jump onto our Facebook page and register your interest. It's a free seminar for all retirees out there.
I'm going to pop my mum along to that. Can you make it go for a week? Because I'm currently living with her.
I'll even make her a cup of tea.
Your Finance Matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth. Don't just raise your financial expectations, elevate them at elevatewealth.com.au.
Any advice or information provided in our Your Finance Matters segment is of a general nature only and is not taken into account personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Before acting on the advice, you should consider its appropriateness to you, having regard to your personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Matthew Hawkins is an authorised representative consultant and Australian Financial Services licensee. Home.